had a good Christmas?
Very good.
Are you getting ready to go down to Miami?
No, I'll be here.
When are you going?
Oh, not another 4 weeks.
Oh, is that long?
Oh, yeah.
George, I want to ask you, give you a bombshell and let you think about it and not discuss it with anybody, except maybe your boy Kirkland if you want to, but let's don't let it get out anywhere else. Califano may have called you. Has he talked to you this morning?
No.
I want you to give some rather serious thought from my standpoint, as well as yours, to putting the Commerce Department over in the Labor Department. We're going to have, now this is just between us, and I'm talking to you like my brother.
Yeah.
It may or may not be wise, but the only way I can find out is to get some good heads that had some experience to look at it.
Yeah.
We're concentrating 32 administrative agencies and Department of Transportation. We pull together HEW much more efficiently, as you know, with food and drug and all that, Surgeon General and everything. We have pulled together HEW pretty well.
Yeah.
Now, Commerce has got nothing left.
Yeah.
It exports some stuff. It's got some census. It's got some economic reports that conflict with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And it's generally regarded as the spokesman for business. But it really doesn't. The president makes whatever decisions that he thinks ought to be made. I would say the biggest spokesman for business is normally the Treasury Department.
Yeah.
Now, that department over there, that fella hadn't got much to do. Connors came for 2 years. He's going to be leaving.
Yeah.
If we could combine the two, and I could get it through, I would be glad for Wirtz to be the head of it while I'm there. If he wants to, if he wants to leave, I'd be glad for Reynolds to.
Yeah.
Now, it may or may not be right. They may say, well, labor would lose its identity.
Yeah.
I don't think you'd change a thing in the world in labor.
No.
I think you'd just increase it.
Yeah.
The businessmen say, well, business will lose its identity. And I would say, well, Jim Reynolds is a damn good businessman, very sympathetic to it. Wirtz has been representing them all of his life. He's a good one. And the Treasury's here, and you want to save money, and we could just call it the Department of Human and Economic Development. And our... If you want labor's name in it, you could call it the Department of Labor and Economics. Just something we've been thinking about. My brain trusters, who are not very practical, don't know any of your problems, don't know a lot of my political ones, think it's very desirable. I've not talked to Wirtz, and I've not talked to Connor.
Yeah.
They are both liable to blow. But I didn't want to till I talked to you.
Well, my first reaction is I don't see anything wrong with it.
I think it would strengthen you. And I talked to your boy Donahue yesterday.
Yeah.
At considerable length, Matt Johnson did too. We were quite impressed, and we think he's going to be very, very good. Yeah. I want to talk to Wirtz and be sure. Now, you cleared him with Wirtz, didn't you?
Oh, yes. And Wirtz has talked to him since then. And is quite pleased.
I told him that I expect him to be loyal to his country.
Yeah.
And that is the first consideration, labor or no labor, that I expect him to be loyal to his president. And I expect him to be loyal to you. And that could he do all those three without having any major conflicts? And if he did have conflicts, just be loyal to his God. And he said he could.
Yeah, I think so.
And I told him that you and I didn't have any trouble being true to each other, and he ought to be able to do the same. He said he could.
Yeah.
And then we talked about different things, and Mr. Johnson spent a couple hours with him, and we came away with kind of a grade A.
Yeah.
So I'll call Wirtz, and he's on, talk to him. You think about this, and then I'll talk to you when I get back.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.